Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the morning stretch of free speech. Morning stretch because, well, it's the morning. This is pre-dog walk. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, stretch for that donate button, and send the badly needed fundage. All right. We're doing this pre-dog walk. The dog walk is yet to come. It'll be a rainy dog walk, it looks like. But at any rate, we're taking a look at the latest update for the election. So, overnight, what's been going on? We're still not having a whole lot of counting in these states like Nevada and Arizona. Not a whole lot of counting going on. And so what do we got? Looking at the Senate races. Just because we're on Arizona. Arizona's got a closely watched governor race with Carrie Lake, the hot chick. And she's, because they're not counting the votes, she's still behind. She thinks she's gonna, the votes that are to be counted are mostly those same day drop off votes, which tend to be Republican. She expects to pull ahead. But it's taken so long. And so let's just look at the Senate, because in the Senate, you've got there's four races yet to be decided. You've got in Alaska, it's going to be a Republican. It's just which Republican are you going to get? Are you going to have what people call the rhino? I don't use the term rhino because a Republican in name only. Well, the name of Republican is pretty bad as far as I'm concerned. It's pretty sellout. It's just my tax cuts and a couple other things. But anyway, Lisa Murkowski is... They use the ranked choice voting. And it's only 71% reporting. And I think it's been stuck at 71% reporting for a while. So you've got Lisa Murkowski with 42.8%. She trails by 1.4 percentage points, she trails Kelly, how do you say this, Chewbacca, we'll just say Chewbacca, because it's Alaska, it probably is Chewbacca, Kelly Chewbacca, who has 44.2%, there's a Democrat with 9.5%, there's a guy named, Buzz Kelly, let's just say Buzz Lightyear, Buzz Lightyear's got 2.9%, that's another Republican, then you got some write-ins. So the way this works is, let's just say that this was the final tally. Well, nobody's gotten 50%, and then what happens is you start looking at the second place votes, what happens is you look at the second place votes for the last person. So the last person is a write-in. So I suppose that the write-ins can have second place votes. And how many of those? Of course, there's only 0.5 percentage points for the write-in. So let's just say some of the write-ins had Lisa Murkowski as a second place vote. And some of them had Kelly Chewbacca. Some of them had Buzz Lightyear. Well, those second place votes then get added into the votes for those people. Well, nobody's going to get to 50% based on that. So next you've got Buzz Lightyear. He has 2.9%. So you see, and now we're looking at third place votes. So you're looking at, I guess the second place votes for Buzz Lightyear. And then you distribute those. And see who's got what. And those second place votes then go to... But still, nobody's going to get over the threshold. Finally, you get to this Democrat Patricia Chesbro. Oh, she's a bro who plays chess. Okay, so Patricia Chesbro. That's what's really going to do the trick. So then you start adding up her second place votes, and where are they going to go? Well, that's the thing. So that you would assume that her second place votes are going to go to. This is actually pretty complicated, but her second place votes are going to go to what's her name? Lisa Murkowski. They'll probably break more for Lisa Murkowski than for Kelly Chewbacca. And then if they don't, then you're looking at what are her third place votes and things like that. So that's what you get. It is complicated, but it's the type of thing that with a computer program can be done instantaneously. I don't know why it's, and they haven't even counted the first place votes yet. But it's something like that. You know, actually, I thought I had my head wrapped around it a lot better. But if you only had three people running, it would be a lot simpler. But that's how it works. The thing is, it's likely to be Lisa Murkowski who wins, probably because the Democrats' second or third place votes are more likely to go for Murkowski than this MAGA Chewbacca lady. So there's that. Now, we have been hearing about ranked choice votes a lot in saying, well, it would be Sarah Palin would have won if it wasn't for ranked choice voting. She's running for a House of Representatives in Alaska, and, you know, you've got these same votes, the same 71.6% reporting, and the Democrat is just below 50%. The Democrat is at 47.3%, and then Sarah Palin is a distant second with 26.6%, and this Nick Begich, is 24.2%. And you've had people who are saying, like the Gateway Pundit, which I look at Gateway Pundit just to see what pro-Trump boomers are saying. But, you know, it's the articles occasionally might be something interesting there, but they're really pretty shallow. And they'll say, well, if you add the two GOP people together, they would beat the Democrat. So if it wasn't for ranked choice voting, the Republicans would have won that seat, right? Well, actually, that's not the case, because let's just say if it was Sarah Palin, if Sarah Palin had won a Republican primary, these people who would have voted for, or in this case did vote for, Nick Begich, who's their second choice? Well, we're going to know who their second choice is because it's going to be there. They had to select a second choice. And if even just like 1 out of 10 Nick Begich people, a little more than 1 out of 10 Nick Begich people, chose the Democrat as their second choice, they would have voted for the Democrat in a one-on-one race between Sarah Palin and the Democrat, then the Democrat would have won. And so the Democrat's probably going to win, because when they get to this Nick Begich person and look at Nick Begich's second place votes, there's probably going to be enough of them for the Democrat. Although, maybe not. Maybe not. We'll see how that goes. Anyway, that's enough with the ranked choice voting. Let's now look at the Senate race. Not the Alaska Senate race, but so the Alaska in the House of Representatives, it could go either Democrat or Republican. It could wind up being Sarah Palin, or it could wind up being this Nick Begich person. It depends on the second place votes, but it'll probably not Nick Begich. It'll probably be this Democrat whose name I don't even care about. But for the Senate, it's going to be either Chewbacca, or it's going to be the even more monstrous Lisa Murkowski. It'll be one or the other of them, but they're going to caucus as Republicans, so it'll be a Republican vote. So with that, the Republicans have 49, the Democrats have 48, and in Georgia there's going to be a runoff between Herschel Walker and Warnock. And honestly, Walker, I think, as a NFL running back, should do very well in a runoff. He looks very fast. Who knows? So that would, you know, if you were to say that the speedy running back is going to do better, then that would give the Republicans 50. So then to get that 51st seat and control of the Senate, they have to win either Nevada or Arizona. And so Nevada, they're stuck. They've got 88% counted. And I guess there's a lot of votes in Las Vegas left to be counted. And those votes, right now, Adam Laxalt, who is the grandson of Paul Laxalt, Senator Paul Laxalt, and I'm serious, and the illegitimate love child of Senator Pete Domenici, who knocked up, who was his, a Republican colleague in the Senate and knocked up Paul Laxalt's daughter. Serious, that's a true story. So Adam Laxalt's ahead by 9,000 votes, and then you've got, how many votes do you got left to count? You've got probably 90 or 100,000 votes left to count. So we'll see. But that's a decent chance. But the thing, and then you've got in Arizona. Okay, but the thing is, of course, when you're going days and days and not counting votes, and we're 3 days past the election, you're not going to have faith. People aren't going to believe it. And then finally, we've got Arizona, and again, the Arizona, you had, I guess you have all these votes that they need to count in Maricopa County. Can Maricopa County cope? Because most of the votes are in Maricopa County. I guess there's votes in other counties that haven't been counted yet. And, this is just going to completely, you're just going to have a lot less faith in elections. And these Maricopa County votes, so a lot of people who had lined up to vote, who would come to vote on election day, in something like 20% of the precincts, the counting machines had malfunctioned for whatever reason. And of course, counting, how can you count without a machine? So that was the issue. And these votes that are coming in are actually breaking Republican. So Kelly Lake, who's neck and neck right now, will probably pull ahead. Blake Masters, it's yet to be seen. And nobody's going to believe it. If the yard gnome astronaut, Senator Kelly, the incumbent, the husband of the severely brain damaged, we can talk about brain damage later, but the severely brain damaged former, the former congresswoman from Phoenix, who had a part of her brain shot out by a would-be assassin, and that's very unfortunate, but that's Kelly. That's how he got into the Senate, was, the sympathy vote. So we'll see how that goes, but nobody's going to believe it, and that's the thing. All right, we'll talk about brain damage in just a second. All right, so brain damage. Much focus was on the brain damage of John Fetterman, the former mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania, who's won election as the new senator. Well, and in Pennsylvania, you had had there was a big setup. It was clear that they were ready to do fraud. You had had the Democratic establishment that runs the elections, the Secretary of State, saying that he wanted to count, ballots that were coming in late or ballots that were coming in without proper signatures, wanted to count ballots that were had the wrong dates and things like that, that had technical problems, that state law disqualifies you from voting, but the Secretary of State was saying, no, well, we got to count these because if we don't, it'll violate federal law. They're already, and I remember election night, just, you know, seeing the votes coming in, and, you know, it looked as if, well, first of all, the very early votes, which I guess were from counties that counted the mail-in votes, which are heavily Democratic, they had the mail-in votes already to count, and so they counted those first. So the evening started. Go on. The evening started with the Fetterman ahead, but then Oz was closing the lead. But you know, I was looking at the county by county and seeing that there's still so many votes to be counted in Philadelphia County, and then its neighboring Delaware County, that it just. That really, even before getting to the massive fraud that they had prepared, Fetterman was still ahead. That's kind of disappointing. Was there fraud on a, you know, in rural counties or something? Possibly there could have been, but not necessarily. So. You know, it looks like that he won without major fraud. There's two issues here. One is just a systemic issue of mail-in voting, which, you know, still there's the possibility for all sorts of minor fraud going on in the mail-in voting in rural or, you know, non-urban counties. Yeah, there's that. This mail-in ballot system is a big problem, but then also there's just the issue of media mind control. I mean, media control and education control, because you know you got the media. You also have the education system, and the education system, you got these public school teachers who are just super pro woke. Pro Democrat, pro whatever you want to say, but they're pro that, and so you got this systemic problem. Last thing, you know, Tucker went really big on the whole brain damage issue. That was like his big thing. He was kept talking about brain damage, and honestly, I mean, the Senate. Oh shucks, the Senate. Is a great place for brain-damaged people. It's like a nursing home. This is something that Senator Ernest Halling said when he was, you know, talking about the prospect of he's from South Carolina, and he was talking about the prospect of his colleague from South Carolina. Who was the guy? The guy who ran for president in 1948 under the States' Right Party, Strom Thurmond. Strom Thurmond turned 100 years old while serving in the Senate. And Fritz Hollings, who was a funny guy, said, well, it's a great place. I mean, we got great health care, great nursing care. You know, we, you know, eat at the cafeteria, got all these people to help us. It's a great place for old people. And, of course, you got Dianne Feinstein, who is probably has, without a doubt, less mental capabilities than John Fetterman. John Fetterman, he may well recover all the way. He may well, whatever, I don't know. But they should have focused on John Fetterman's relationship with crime, with his pro-crime approach, you were wanting to, well, as saying that as the reason he wanted to be the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania was to sit on this board of, you know, parole review, and he wanted to let all these criminals, like convicted murderers, literal convicted murderers, out on parole. He just automatically voted to parole all these people. That would have been a much better thing to focus on than the brain damage. Because honestly, I would vote for a brain damaged guy on my side over somebody who I didn't like. So, all right, we'll be back.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Tuesday is Election Day, so let's talk about American elections and democracy. I'm Peter Serafin. This week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system and support Freedom Heirs Foundation. The U.S. Constitution set up our republic so that you and I, the citizens, only voted for our representatives in the House of Representatives. The president is elected by the Electoral College, and each state makes its own rules about how to award those electorates. It wasn't until 1824, 35 years after this process was established, before the first public vote for president was even recorded. The Senate was originally appointed by your state legislators. That changed in 1913 with the 17th Amendment. Senators are now elected by popular vote statewide, like some sort of glorified member of the House of Representatives. Why this basic history lesson? Because we the people need to remember how important our state house really is. It was your state house that called for and ratified the 17th Amendment. And it's been since the 17th Amendment that our federal government has grown out of control and inserted itself in every aspect of our lives. The state-appointed Senate used to protect states' rights and keep the federal government in check. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next week, Sinus Peshem, Parabellum.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Dog walk section now. I'm not done with the election results. So what I've been watching carefully is the House of Representatives. And of course, there's 435 races as opposed to simply, I think it was 35 Senate. You have one third of the Senate, which is either going to be 33 or 34 races, but then also there was a special election to fill a vacant seat in, or I don't know if it's vacant, but there was a special election in Oklahoma to fill a seat that had been vacated. I guess the governor gets to appoint somebody temporarily. At any rate, so it's a lot more races to watch, and for the most part, I don't look at them individually. You look at the trends, and What you had was, like, on election night, I don't know what you had. You had 180-something for the Republicans, 140-something for the Democrats. But they also, I've been looking at the Real Clear Politics page. And the Real Clear Politics page also, it has, like, a plus and minus, meaning how many formerly Republican seats did the Democrats pick up and vice versa, which is okay, but it's a little bit flawed because of redistricting. So in a given state, like a given city might have been in District 12
in the last election, and because of redistricting, because some states lose a seat and some states gain a seat, now that city is District 14. And so, you know, there's a little bit of a flaw matching up. You know, so what was District 14 might have been a rural district last time, and now it's an urban district, and that might get counted as a pickup for the Democrats, even though it's not. But at any rate, leaving that aside, and also if you look, they have here, they show the overall, like, amalgamated votes for the entire country for all the House races. And this is kind of an interesting metric because you've got for the national, what they call a generic national House vote, you have 46.1 million votes for the Democrats, 51.3 million votes for Republicans. So it's a difference of over 4 million votes, or over 4%. Because right now you're just shy of 100 million votes in the House races. I guess we'll be counting a few more, so you're going to get a little over 100 million. But that's a pretty significant lead for the Republicans. And yet, okay, what's been happening is as races are being decided or called or whatever, the Democrats have been picking up and picking up and picking up. The Republican, like, I guess about 36 hours ago or so, the Republicans were at about 210 and the Democrats were at about 180 something. And so there was a difference of about, you know, 25 or 30 seats between them. Now the Republicans are at 211, the Democrats 197. So out of the remaining seats, if the Republicans can gain eight more, if they get eight more, then they take control. The Democrats need to get 21 more. Okay, so there's 27 seats are yet to be decided as far as this goes. 27 seats yet to be decided. Oh, there's just an update just a second ago, and one of the seats that had been called for the Democrats is no longer called for the Democrats. So the Democrats would need, so now instead of 28, you got 29 seats up for grabs, and the Democrats need, they need 22 of them, and the Republicans need seven. So in order to get to that majority. But the thing is, if you think back to 2018, 4 years ago, the midterms then, I remember there were something like 20 seats yet to be decided at, you know, at this point. And a lot of them were decided in court cases, or some of them were, and others were just decided as these votes trickled in. How do votes trickle in? And I think all, or perhaps all but one, went for the Democrats. I'd like to go back and Google it, but I think it would be even hard to, like, if you're trying to do a Google search, I think the algorithms would make it so that it would be hard to find information on this type of thing. But I remember that's the case. And I remember the TRS guys talking about it 4 years ago. And, you know, so that's the type of thing that's could happen here. So, you know, we're saying, okay, there's 28 or 29 seats left to be decided, and the Republicans only need seven. And the other thing is, if you go down and you look at...
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Republicans only need 7. And the other thing is, if you go down and you look at, the various seats that haven't been called yet, you know, California District 13, you've got a slight lead for the Democrat, for the Republican, and California District 22, you've got a substantial lead for the Republican, although only 32% of the votes are counted. California District 27. Half the votes have been counted, and you've got the Garcia, the Republican, up by 13 points. But they're still not calling this. And, you know, you go down the list, District 3, California District 3, again, same kind of thing. The Republicans up by 7 points, but they're not calling it. And District 14, the Republicans up by narrow margin. And so you go down the list, and just in the state of California, you're getting probably 5 or 6 that where the Republicans currently ahead in district Colorado District 3 with a hot chick Lorena Boebert, not to be confused with that Hispanic lady who like 30 years ago cut her husband's penis off and threw it out the window when she was driving. I mean, she wasn't driving when she cut it off. He was sleeping. She cut it off and then went out in the car and drove around the neighborhood and threw it away. Fortunately, a dog didn't come by and eat it. And then they found the guy's penis and sewed it back on, and then he wound up doing porn. Do you remember that? It was Bobbitt. I guess that was Lorena Bobbitt. This is Lorena Boebert. It's pretty similar. I'm almost positive it's not the same woman. Almost positive. She's now, with 99% of the vote cast, she is up by 0.4 points. Usually, if you had really 99% cast, you wouldn't expect that last 1% to break so hard for the opponent. But anyway, we can't count on this type of thing. It looks like at least in, you know, a third or a half of the races that are left, you know, still undecided, the Republicans are up. At least probably about half, but even if it's a third, they would get their seats. They would wind up being. But you know, when I was saying this exact kind of analysis a day or two ago, it was like if they just get, you know, one quarter of the remaining seats, they'll be up comfortably. And one half, if they were to get one half of the remaining seats, you know, they would have been at like 226, 227. And right now, if they were to get half, they'd only be, they'd be at about 224. So we'll see. But one thing is, absolutely, you're having a collapse in faith in the system. And I think the Republican faith in the system has collapsed for legitimate reasons, because, I'm preaching to the choir here, but I don't have to tell you that there's been a variety of cheating and unfairness. You know, is it these machines flipping votes? I don't know. I'm not convinced of that yet. I'm open-minded to it, but far from convinced, because the Kraken was never released. But, you know, the ballot stuffing that we saw in 2020, they didn't need to do it this time in Philadelphia, but are they going to be doing this in Atlanta for the black preacher running for Senate? You know, this type of thing. And were they doing it in Detroit for the governor? They didn't have a Senate race, but they had, you know, Slutmore was running for to be re-slutified. And were they ballot stuffing for her? So I don't know. And I think they were prepared to do ballot stuffing in Philadelphia, but just wound up not needing to. So I don't know. And then you've got but the other thing, and this goes back to, you know, certainly to 2018, and Tucker was talking about some other examples from, say, 2014. But this business that it takes days and days and days to count, you know, it really shouldn't. And if, like, and what are they counting? So are they counting the mail-in ballots? Because, you know, you keep hearing about them bringing in more mail-in ballots. So there's legitimate, I don't have to go into all the details here because you're RBN listeners, but I'm saying there's legitimate reasons why, you know, Republicans or those who, I'm registered as a Republican, but I don't really identify very closely with Republicans. But there's legitimate reasons to doubt the integrity of elections from that point of view. But of course, from the Democratic point of view, you've got this whole largely fictitious narrative about voter suppression. I guess there was cases of voter registration, or what was it, voter registration places, the number of them being restricted or something. There might have been some efforts in Mississippi or wherever to may well have been designed to bolster Republican chances in a slightly unfair way. There might have been something like that. There might be something legitimate that somebody can point to, but it's really insignificant. But then everything that that is done in order to prevent fraud, you know, the idea of showing your ID to vote, that gets thrown into this category of voter suppression. And so there's this whole mythology about voter suppression there are these urban legends that police are hanging around outside voter precincts to snatch up black men if they were to come to vote, right? Which is just ridiculous. But then also, the Democrats have undermined the faith of their own people in voting by this whole Russia hoax thing, or that, you know, Russia's hacking the election, which was retarded. So nobody really is believing the elections. They want their side to win, but they don't really, nobody has really faith in the system. So, I mean, I think we have legitimate reasons for not having faith, but even if the Democrat reasons for not having faith are stupid and retarded, still they don't have faith. And so if a Republican wins, they say it's you know, Russia hacked the elections. So, you know, that's the state of the our democracy. All right, before I move on, and I will be moving on, but before I move on, I want to talk about the our democracy. And when you get down to it, you know, we have a system that was set up by the old white men. Actually, they were young white men when they set it up, for the most part. I mean, Ben Franklin was old, but Madison and Jefferson, they were young men. Hamilton was young. So, but set up, and life expectancy wasn't as long back then, but set up by these guys 240 years ago, we could say. Yeah, 200, yeah, more or less. 235, 240. Constitution, Declaration of Independence, whatever. And they set up this system, and it is, you know, Republican in nature. It's a republic, and it had certain democratic features. So there was an electorate that would be voting for sure for the, you know, the franchise might be restricted. It might not be one person, one vote, or even one man, one vote. It was one voter, one vote. But, you know, who was an eligible voter, that was left up to the states. But at any rate, it had a certain amount of democratic procedures for selecting state legislatures and for selecting the House of Representatives. So you had a certain amount of that. The view of the founders towards democracy was mixed. Some of them favored the word democracy. Others looked at it as a four-letter word. They were not that good at spelling, I guess. And so, the first party that actually formed, we talk about the Federalist Party. It wasn't as institutionalized, but you had the Democratic Republican Party, which was Thomas Jefferson's party, and wound up becoming a one-party state briefly in the late 18-teens and early 1820s. America was a one-party state under the Democratic Republicans until they broke up over the election of 1824. But it was called the Democratic Republican Party. And so, you know, you do have people who say, well, it's not a republic, it's not a democracy, it's a republic, as if these are two mutually exclusive things. And they don't have to be mutually exclusive. You can have a republic. Republic just means it's from res publica, which is basically, you know, about the affairs, like about policy, about affairs. But in practical terms, it just means a country where sovereignty belongs. The sovereignty rests in the people, as opposed to where it rests in a monarch. And, you know, that can operate on democratic grounds. It can operate on other kinds of grounds. At any rate, so there's that. But in our days, in probably for maybe going back 150 years, democracy, so America as a democracy, democratic values, that has become part of our, you know, national ethos. And, you know, one needs to ask some philosophical questions. Does democracy, however you want to define it, but does a democracy produce the best results? Does it produce the best government? And that's a fair question to ask. And, you know, one person, one vote, that's what we have now. And, you know, even people who are complaining about the stolen election, it's very often from a perspective that it should be one person, one vote, but somehow that's not what we're getting because you're getting ballot stuffing. And by the way, I have heard people talk about, you know, comparing the election results with the exit polls. In an era where you've got Democrats voting by mail and Republicans voting in person, that tendency, obviously the exit polls are going to skew towards the Republicans. So you cannot use the fact that exit polls are showing Republican leads to mean that that's what the results should be. I mean, we shouldn't have this mail-in voting, but we do. And the Democrats use it and the Republicans don't. And by the way, if this is a system of mail-in voting, there is a tendency for the Republicans who don't like the system thus to reject mail-in voting. But if the other people are doing mail-in voting, let's just say fraud wasn't an issue, which of course obviously it is, and obviously that's why they want the mail-in voting. But just let's, for the sake of analysis, let's just say fraud's not an issue, and one side takes advantage of mail-in. There was a Republican consultant, I think from Arizona, who was saying he wants Republicans to vote by mail because he wants those votes to be delivered. He wants those votes to have occurred and they're in hand. They've already been voted by Election Day. The thing is, let's just say you have Election Day comes along and you've got really bad weather, and some of your people don't want to go out in the bad weather so they don't vote. But the other guys, they've already voted, so the bad weather doesn't matter to them. And we know, not so much from America, but Japan, for instance, there are these two parties. They're minor parties, but they always elect people to the parliament. And one's the communists, and one is this Buddhist party called the Kometo. And their people will go out in bad weather and vote. But the people who vote for the larger parties, they're more literally fair-weather voters. And if you've got bad weather, or if you have very good weather and people want to just go out and have a day with their kids in the sun, then they don't do as well, and the communists and the Buddhists do better. So you have that. And, of course, the way it turned out in Arizona, and this is a vulnerability to the strategy of saying go out on Election Day and vote, the vulnerability is that the Democrats in Arizona had already voted by mail to a very large extent, and the Republicans went out, and of course then you had ballot counting machine malfunctions. Okay? And so it was almost like a setup there in Arizona, and you're going to have court cases, because probably Kelly Lake will win, but at this point Blake Masters is pretty iffy, so we'll see if... That's right. It's iffy. So we'll see what happens with that. But you know, it's like a setup. So the Republicans are all ready to vote on Election Day, and then the Democrats who run the election machinery, they just, whoops, oh gosh, there's a malfunction. Oh, well, don't worry. You know, just be patient, stay in line for a few more hours, and I'm sure we'll get a solution to this. And that's what happened. So if they're going to have mail-in voting, which we shouldn't, but if that's going to be the system, then, I don't know. I mean, I know there's also it's not just a philosophical issue, but Republicans not trusting the mail. Well, anyway, let's just move on, because we got to move on. So we'll just see how that plays out. All right, let's move on to the news. I'm taking out the most trusted name in news, which is the Daily Stormer, looking at a few headlines. UK enters lengthy recession. Of course. Of course they do. All right, after backlash, Jews back down and forgive Kyrie. So this is an interesting article. The Jewish power structure, including the Jewish head of the NBA, who's Adam Silver, an honest broker, they had been pushing for like these 6 points Kyrie had to do, and apparently they've backed off. He's already groveled to an extent. And of course, they're talking about all the damage that has been caused by Kyrie Irving having sent out, tweeted a link to a movie by black Israelites. All the damage. Well, okay, what damage did it cause? Did it cause blacks to riot and burn down cities? I mean, if this is going to be a measure, if you're going to be measuring the damage caused by things people say, what about all of this, you know, all these Jewish news, Jewish-dominated media outlets and Jewish professors and this Jewish-dominated...
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Jewish news, Jewish-dominated, and it is Jewish-dominated, Jewish-dominated media outlets and Jewish professors and this Jewish-dominated... opinion-making machinery, and they said that, you know, white police officers are purposely trying to murder blacks. And what kind of damage came out of that? That was a whole big hoax. The George Floyd thing was a giant hoax. Mostly peaceful protests was a giant hoax. And you had real damage, just like billions of dollars worth of burned-down buildings and everything else. So damage. All right.
let's go on. Got just a few more minutes. That Jew YOLO is gone. Twitter revolution may happen yet. So when Elon Musk took over Twitter, he promptly got rid of these Indians who had been involved in censorship. This Pakistani lady who I guess had been, was she the top censor or something? And then the Indian guy who was nominally CEO. But he had kept this Jew named, I don't know, YOLO Roth, the head of trust and safety. He'd kept him, and that was a real bad sign because this guy is, you know, he's got his agenda that you can guess. Well, now he's gone, and a lot of the employees are getting fired, and so who knows what's going to happen. I don't think we should expect things overnight, and I don't think we are going to get everything we'd like, but we'll see. So that's something. And then the last two articles, one is Ultimate Hero Blasts Would-Be Usurper De Sanctimonious, Shots Fired, Man Down. And then the other one from a guest poster is the anagram for Ron DeSantis is Rodent in Ass. So, okay. And it's got a picture of him looking like he has the Ron DeSantis anagram going on. All right, hold on just 1 second. Okay, so I'm taking a look at these articles because, you know, this is the service that I provide for my listeners. So the anagram for Ron DeSantis is Rodent in Ass. It's a pretty good analysis of Ron DeSantis, just pointing out that he's been taking advantage of MAGAism but not really contributing to it. I think that's how you could sum it up. He hasn't vocally supported Trump. He's made a few noises about the excesses in prosecuting rioters on January 6th. The other article, the Ultimate Hero Blessed Would-Be Usurper De Sanctimonious, Shots Fired, Man Down, this includes a statement released by Donald Trump. And, you know, it is saying, Ron came to me in desperate shape in 2017. He was politically dead, losing in a landslide to a very good agriculture commissioner, Adam Putnam, who was loaded up with cash and great poll numbers. So, and he's referring to him as Ron DeSanctimonious. And now Ron DeSanctimonious is playing games. The fake news asks him if he's going to run, if President Trump runs, and he says, I'm only focused on the governor's race. I'm not looking into the future. Well, in terms of loyalty and class, that's really not the right answer. So it goes on and on. But Trump is taking on the sanctimonious what is it? I mean, you've got this push. What do we call it? We got to think of something. Hold on. He's taking on the sanctimonious fake bandwagon is what he's doing. We'll see how that goes. But guess what? We're out of time. I want to thank you for joining me on this Boomer Vision. And I'll be back again next week with more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.